Reality TV has been a ratings boom for the networks, but it's not all glamour and glitz for the participants who are beamed into your living room. A number of Australian reality TV stars have started coming forward, claiming they've been mistreated by the production companies behind the hit shows. A Background Briefing investigation has spoken to former participants on Married at First Sight, who say they suffered severe mental health issues during and after filming. Naomi Selvarutnam has this story.
It's been more than a year since Natasha Spencer appeared on Married at First Sight.
Your makeup is always horrendous. Do you actually have a mirror? The only thing you need a trigger warning for is your face.
She still gets hate messages like these, but when Married at First Sight aired last year, it was death threats.
You're a psycho. Get help. You knew what you were signing up for.
She's not alone. Several former Married at First Sight stars have told Background Briefing that their careers and reputations were destroyed because of how they were represented on the show.
It was just horrendous, and it led me to having a second breakdown. I had to go to hospital and was taken there for medical assessment.
Others say they suffered severe mental health issues during and after filming. Five former participants told Background Briefing they were suicidal. Three attempted to take their own lives. Natasha says she was warned that filming would be intense. She says she was sexually abused as a child and as a teenager. She says she told the production team about the abuse during the pre-screening process, but wasn't questioned about it in great detail.
They talk about extreme trauma not being as suitable for the show, but they seem to, you know, enlist two types of people into the show, and that is people that are going to stir the pot and people that are going to be highly affected by it.
Natasha says an alleged assault of another participant on the show triggered her trauma, but that when she confronted producers about it, she felt even more alienated.
After this confrontation, I definitely felt like I was production public enemy number one.
Natasha's mental health continued to decline, and she suffered a breakdown during filming. Eventually, production decided it was best for her to leave, and the show offered her psychology sessions, but by that point, she didn't trust them. Dr. Tricia Stratford is a clinical neuropsychotherapist who for 7 seasons was one of 3 experts hired by Married at First Sight to match couples. Over time, she says her input on the program diminished.
I felt ethically, professionally, morally compromised. Reality television is all about the ratings game. So if your program's up against another network with their reality television program, they just both seem to push the boundaries, to push the boundaries, to push the boundaries to get the ratings.
Only a few reality TV show stars have managed to fight back. One participant on House Rules won compensation, as did another person on My Kitchen Rules. Craig Tanner was the lawyer in both these cases.
My sense is that the producers endeavour to characterise the participants, some of whom they deemed to be the villains, and that characterisation tends to be confirmed by the manner in which members of the public react.
He says the contracts that reality show stars sign often have clauses that go far beyond what is allowed at any other workplace.
What tends to be a uniquely distinguishing feature of these contracts is that the participant surrenders himself or herself to the broadcaster 24 hours a day.
Channel 9 and Endemol Shine declined to be interviewed. In a response, Channel 9 said that they have a robust process across 9 and Endemol Shine Australia to support participants. Both companies did not respond to questions. Internationally, at least 38 former stars of reality television programs have taken their own lives after appearing on a show. The deaths of multiple reality stars in the UK prompted a parliamentary inquiry. For Natasha Spencer, these numbers are personal.
So what does it take for the audience and for producers to start realising the serious detrimental effects that it's having? Does it take somebody to take their own life, for people to regret and feel remorse about what they've done?
That report there from Naomi Selvarutnam reporting. You can hear the full story on the ABC Listen app now or wherever you get your podcasts, or on RN at 8 a.m. on Sunday. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.